Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I am Betty.
And we've been talking about adopting fruit trees, and how it's actually a great way to help our agriculture and our local farmers too. And I don't know, like after reading all this, would you really, really consider adopting one?
I actually would.
Yeah.
I just need to find the organization and find the fruit tree that I like. Yesterday I mentioned bananas.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not sure because I'm not a fan of bananas. So probably something else.
Maybe. Like a fruit that you like, perhaps.
Yeah.
Mangoes or...
Yeah, dragon fruit.
Oh.
Perhaps.
That's
have you ever
productive.
Seen like dragon fruit trees?
Actually, no. I don't know how they grow.
They're quite like spiky.
Oh, okay.
Kind of cool looking.
Uh-huh.
So kind of, something that I would consider. 那个火龙果树长得很奇怪,因为它有那种尖尖的。 对, 然后觉得, 诶, 这个树形还不错, 可能养一个很酷的, 然后很刺的, 感觉还蛮酷的。
Yeah. Or like a pineapple. I know pineapples grow kind of strangely too.
Right.
I thought they grew like, if you Google the picture, they're not what you think.
Like very stylish looking.
Yeah.
Basically.
I was surprised when I first saw a pineapple tree. I was like, oh.
Is that a tree?
Yeah, I think they grow on trees. Or a plant, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Either.
Okay, sorry. Let me, I take that back.
City people, so
yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I would probably definitely adopt one. It
definitely.
Actually reminds me of the game Animal Crossing. Have you ever played that before or heard of it?
Actually, no.
Okay. Well, in the game, you have like your own little island. And then, to start off your island, you're given a fruit to grow. And then, so like you could plant, it's a super easy game. You plant the fruit and then they grow their tree. You could sell the fruits, for money. In the game, and I think now you can even plant like vegetables, like potatoes and stuff.
Okay, so do you still play it?
Not anymore. It's too much work. I played it during COVID because, like, yeah, we had a lot of time. So I remember I really loved that game, and I was like, this is so cute. If I have my own little island, this is what I would totally do.
Yeah, so it's really fun, and we're going to learn more about adopting fruit trees today. But before we do that, 给同学一个问题哦，比如说你要说，哎，这个树结了好多果实哦，你赶快过来看，你马上过来看，赶快过来，马上过来的英文怎么说呢？ We'll find out.
Adopting fruit trees, sharing harvests and hopes. Adopting a fruit tree is simple and rewarding. First, choose a farm through an online platform or an official program. Next, select the type of fruit tree you prefer. After paying the adoption fee, your adoption is confirmed. You'll receive regular updates with photos or reports before finally enjoying your share of the fruit. The Maibagal tribe in Miali offers a powerful example. A typhoon once destroyed their homes and damaged farmlands, which left local families with almost nothing. To recover, local people created the adoption program. The funds they raise are used for farming and rebuilding houses.
All right, so our article says adopting a fruit tree is simple and rewarding. First, choose a farm through an online platform or an official program. Okay, so it's not as complicated as we think. We can all do this online. So basically, we just need to find a farm from an official program. When something is official, it just means it's agreed to, said or done by somebody that has authority. That means it's just really real and serious and no one's scamming you.
没错,就是比较有保障。那这里还是讲说,如果你要领养果树的话呢,其实是一个很简单,而且呢,很有成就感的事情, rewarding 哦, 很值得的事情。 第一个步骤你要怎么做呢? 就是你要找一个农场。 那你可以怎么找呢? 线上其实可能就有了, 或者是比如说有官网啊, 那一种官方正式的一些平台啊, 你都可以去找找看, 比较有保障这样子。
Mm-hmm. Next it says, next, select the type of fruit tree you prefer. After paying the adoption fee, your adoption is confirmed.
Also, that's quite easy.
Yeah,
actually.
Just do everything online.
Do I need to choose? I'm just wondering, do I need to choose like which one exactly? Like, do they give me pictures? Like this one has a name, has the age.
Yeah, maybe you get to choose the kind of tree shape you like.
Well, how do I know it's mine?
Oh yeah,
and
true.
They do they put up a sign
maybe
with
they
my
put
name
your,
on it?
Probably. I mean, they should, right?
Because
otherwise,
it's my
be,
tree.
Yeah, it would be confusing if they didn't have a name and then.
Right.
Everyone's tree is everyone's tree. Go on a tour,
I need to see where my tree is.
And that way you could tell your friends, this is my tree.
Although I didn't grow it myself, it's still mine.
Yeah, you funded it.
Right. 所以他就说呢，诶，接下来下一步呢，你要找就是你喜欢什么样的果树呢？那你只要在网络上呢，付这个领养的费用，认养的费用之后呢，那基本上这个手续就完成，所以是很简单，很快速的哦。
Mm-hmm. Next it says, you'll receive regular updates with photos or reports before finally enjoying your share of the fruit. Oh, so you get like a progress report. That's kind of cute about like your tree. How's it doing? And then like, is it growing fruits and stuff like that?
没错，他就说很有趣哦，就是你还会收到定期的一些最新消息的回报，然后可能就是会有照片啦，会有一些报告啦。那之后呢，诶，等到它收成的时候，你就可以拿到你那一份的水果。Your share of something, 就是你那一份，就当然就是你那一棵树啦，齁。Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I haven't adopted the tree yet, but I've actually adopted an orangutan before.
Oh, really? 红毛猩猩哦。
Yes, because, I saw a documentary once about like deforestation in their homes, and it made me really, really sad. So I was really touched and I was like, okay, I need to do something. I need to adopt a little cute orangutan. So I adopted a baby orangutan called George Baru, and they also, it was very cute. They gave like, pictures of him and then like, hi, my name is George Baru, and like, I'm how many years old, and it was very, very cute.
Okay, so is this still ongoing?
No. I did it for like 2 years. I think so. I think you only fund them when they're like babies, and then once they're ready, and like rehabilitated, they send them back out into the wild to live.
Oh yeah, that's reasonable. Actually, and I guess it's kind of a nice way to keep things going, and you don't feel too much burdened by this.
Yeah.
If it's like its whole life.
Yeah.
It's probably a little bit scary because you don't know if you're that committed. I actually thought about like adopting a child, not like really like took the child into the family, but kind of funding the child and make sure they get supplies for school.
Like orphans or something.
Yeah, and I thought about this. But at the time I was too young, I was in college and I wasn't financially stable to do that, but I probably would consider doing something similar, no matter if it's a tree, an animal, or a child. Mm. Yeah, I would definitely think about it and actually do it.
I think it's all for a good cause as well, like trees, if it's like an orphan or like people who are in needy families. I think it's all for a good cause. So yeah, I think we should look into that too. Like besides trees, we can also look into other things that you care about.
How we can
about.
Contribute.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so moving on in the article, it says, the Maibaga tribe in Miaoli offers a powerful example. So a tribe is basically a social group in a traditional society that consists of people with the same like language, culture, or religion. And as we know in Taiwan, we have a lot of indigenous tribes as well.
没错，就是这个原住民的这个部落。那他就说，如果同学不知道从哪里开始的话，其实呢，在苗栗有一个叫司马县部落的这个部落，它其实就有类似的这个认养果树的这种 program 啊，这种计划，所以同学也可以参考一下。
Mm-hmm. Next it says, a typhoon once destroyed their homes and damaged farmlands, which left local families with almost nothing.
Oh, that's too scary sometimes. Yeah. If you know you're basically the whole family is dependent on
just that fruit tree.
Yeah, and it would be very scary if you suddenly all the fruits got knocked down, and yeah, 他就说呢，有一次呢，就台风来了，那他们的家园当然就毁坏掉了嘛，那当然这个果园也是哦，所以说很多当地的这个家庭其实后来就什么东西都没有嘛，因为他的财产就是那些果树嘛。那这个 destroy 的话呢，它是一个很强烈的字哦，它是动词，就讲是破坏、摧毁，而且呢，它的造成的毁坏的程度是很大的，就会用 destroy。
嗯哼。Next it says, to recover, local people created the adoption program. Oh, that's actually very smart. I like how like they turn things around instead of being also sad or about it. They said, okay, let's do something else and it could be even more helpful for other people.
And it's actually a very smart way because everybody is just paying a little bit of money. So basically this is something that we can afford as normal, ordinary citizens in Taiwan. But at the same time, you put all the money together. It's a large sum actually. 对，他就说呢，诶，那为了要恢复他们的家园哦，当地
的人他们就发起了这个认领的这个计划，认养的这个计划。那我们都觉得说，欸，很不错，因为其实每一个人的负担，金钱负担不会太大，可是加起来就一大笔钱哦，所以这是一个很好的一个计划，我觉得，我个人觉得。
Yeah, I totally agree. I like this idea. It says here, the funds they raise are used for farming and rebuilding houses. So all of this money, or basically fund, fund just means money, it's always going to a good cause. It's helping them rebuild their homes. It's helping them rebuild their farmlands. And then you also get to enjoy some nice fruits as well.
Yeah, so it's actually quite meaningful and I think beneficial to people involved in the program. Every party, not just the farmers, but also the city people we're talking about.
那这里呢，他就说这些资金，那通常你要讲资金的时候，那个 S 要加上去哦。那这个资金呢，那我们会说 raise funds， 就是呢募款。那这些拿到的这个钱呢，通常呢就会用在两个地方啊。第一个当然就是用在这个果园嘛，对不对？那再来就是有一些家园要重建，那这个钱呢也会有一部分是放在这边的。好，那我们来看一下今天的单字哦。第一个单字是 official， 那它是一个形容词，官方的、正式的。比如说 ，The government made an official announcement about the new policy。政府发布了关于新政策的正式公告，这个 official 官方正式的。那每一个国家都可能会有它的 official language 官方语言。那第二个单字是 tribe， 名词，部落、部族的意思。Several tribes live in this area。Each with its own culture and traditions. 哇，这个地区有好几个部落，各自拥有自己独特的文化和传统。第三个单字 destroy， 动词，讲很严重的破坏跟摧毁哦。比如说 ，the storm destroyed hundreds of houses near the coast. 哇，这场风暴摧毁了沿海地区数百栋房屋。接下来呢是 recover。动词恢复常态复苏的意思，那同学要记得 RE 开头的单字，很多时候都有复苏的意思，就是把东西复原的这个意思，同学可以把这个字根呢把它记起来 RE 哦。It took the town years to recover after the earthquake. 这个城镇在地震之后花了好多年才复苏，那同学可以注意一下 recover， 你要从什么地方恢复常态，我们会用 from， 比如说呢，诶，生病好了， recover fromIllness， 你可以把 from 写上去。好，同学加油哦！来看到这个段落最后一个单字 funds， 讲资金的时候呢，通常都是复数型出现，它是一个名词。The organization raised funds to help rebuild the village。这个组织募集了资金来协助重建村庄。那同学要把 raise funds 把它记起来，募款的意思。那如果呢，你用单数，那个 s 没有加上去，你可以指，比如说啊，设立的一个基金，比如说奖学金基金。可能学校会有设立，那如果你要讲实际上的钱资金的话，记得要加 S 哦。如果它是一个机构就不用，那如果它是真正的资金钱，要记得要把 S 加上去。
People joining the My Bagal program can adopt plum trees. Once the fruits are ready for harvest, adopters are invited to the tribe. There they can pick the plums by hand and enjoy tribal cultureAdopters can take part of the harvest home. The remaining plums are collected by farmers and sent to the adopters or turned into delicious jams. The project hopes to expand in the future. By sharing its warmth with more people, the My Bagal tribe can also continue to sustain its land.
Okay, back to our article. It says people join the My Bagal program can adopt plum trees.
Oh, okay. 所以这个司马县部落它种的是李子哦，李子的那个树。
It says, once the fruits are ready for harvest, adopters are invited to the tribe. Ooh, fun.
对，那这个还蛮有趣的。他说呢，诶，如果这个李子的这个树啊，这个李子成熟了，诶，可以采收啦。那这些领养人呢，他们不会，应该是不会直接送到他们家哦。他们呢，首先会被邀请到部落里面做客。
And I remember like a lot of indigenous tribes when they harvest fruits, there's always some kind of like celebration or some kind of like festival, right? So I think that'd be also very fun to attend and like be a part of their like harvest festival or
be part of
kind
of celebration.
Yeah, be a part of that. Yeah. And you kind of can experience you know, a little bit more of the local culture too. Yeah, so here it says, there they can pick the plums by hand and enjoy tribal culture.
Oh, okay. I actually think this is quite fun.
Yeah, this makes more sense now to do it. This is the part that you can do yourself. Like, it'd be pretty easy to pick the fruit, right?
Yeah.
Growing the fruit might be a problem because we don't know so much how to do it, but then now we can kind of pick everything by hand.
And it also helps save time for the farmers, actually.
True.
Because if they're busy doing so many other things, perhaps picking fruits yourself saves their trouble.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I agree.
对，然后这个又可以包装成是一个活动嘛，又很好玩这样。所以说每一个人好像都可以得到就是最大的利益齁，最大的好处，然后可以很开心啊这样。他就说呢，诶，他们被邀请到这个部落嘛，然后就会自己摘这个李子下来，然后呢就还可以享受一下当地的这个文化，说不定呢他们会有一些像丰年祭啊这种庆典啊可能都可以参加这样。那 by hand 就是就像字面上的意思，就是用手啦，齁，手。
Okay. That's right. Next it says, adopters can take part of the harvest home. The remaining plums are collected by farmers and sent to the adopters or turned into delicious jams.
Ooh.
Oh, I also think the jam idea is very nice.
Yeah, because what if you have like too much fruit, right?
Right.
You can use that now to like...make jam into, and you can keep it longer too.
没错，他就说呢，诶，那个这个领养人呢，他其实可以，如果他有摘了嘛，他可以把这一些收成呢带回家。那如果有剩下的呢，就会被这个农夫收集起来，然后再把它送到这些领养人的家里，或者是把它做成果酱。那果酱可以保存的很久嘛，那也可以把它，比如说，诶，再把它卖给有需要的人哦，这都是很有趣的。
I like this idea. Here it says, the project hopes to expand in the future.
Oh, so they are actually hoping kind of to make it even bigger than now.
Yes.
对，他就说这个计划呢，未来哦，感觉应该是会在持续的扩大给更多人知道。
It says by sharing its warmth with more people, the Mibega tribe can also continue to sustain its land. Oh, I love this idea.
对，没错，他就说很多人啊，诶，当然我们就可以去分享这种人跟人之间的温度温暖嘛，对不对？那其实呢，这个也可以帮助这个部落继续的把它的农业发展下去哦，让它可以持续这个 sustain， 就是维持。好的，那接下来我们来看到单字的部分哦。最后一个单字 warmth， 名词，诶，很简单，因为我们知道 warm 是温暖的，所以名词加 t 就是热情温馨哦。We were welcomed with great warmth by the local people， 当地人用极大的热情欢迎我们。那同学可以记得，如果人跟人之间的温暖哦， human warmth， 那有时候我们会加 warmth and kindness。 那接下来我们来看到 language in focus， 我们来讲这个 once 的用法。我们这次看到两个不同的用法哦，我们先把麻烦的讲完，就它当连接词的时候，就是一怎么样就怎么样，一旦怎么样就怎么样的这个意思哦。那它就代表的是一种时间或条件，比如说我们这个课文啊，诶，作为回报呢，这个领养人他拿到了这一些很新鲜的有机的这个农产品。那什么时候拿到呢？一怎么样就拿到了，哇，这个收成的时间到了就拿到了，所以这个 once。 那还有呢，比如说还有讲到我们的课文哦， once the fruits are ready for harvest， 它一旦呢，诶，准备好要被收成了的时候，对不对，一怎么样的时候， adopters are invited to the tribe， 哇，我们就会邀请这一些领养人到这个部落。 OK， 好，那同学要稍微帮我记得一下，就是这个 once 啊，它后面基本上它不会接未来时哦，因为跟时间跟条件有关的这一些子句啊，基本上哦，从属子句就是你有接连接词那一句哦，就是比如说 once 啊 when 啊before 啊 after 啊，它连接的这个子句都是不能有未来式的哦。好，给同学几个例句，比如说一旦你完成功课哦，这个条件或时间就可以玩游戏。 Once you finish your homework, you can play video games. 那再来呢，给同学一句，一旦雨停，一停雨我们就出去。Once the rain stops, we'll go out. 那你看哦，主要子句是 we will go out， 可是呢从属子句有接 once 的地方， the rain stops 不能写 will stop， 要一定要很小心。然后呢它也可以当副词使用，同学很熟，就是一次两次的那个一次，对不对？ once one time。 那这里呢有讲到就是说啊 ,a typhoon once destroyed their homes, 对不对我们的课文有一次台风就来了然后就毁坏了他们的家园。那我们还有呢常常看到就是在我们的现在完成式的时候表达经验哦。比如说我去过日本一次 ,I've been to Japan once。OK, 那也可以呢还有一个意思就是曾经也是副词比如说他曾经很有名但是现在已经很少人记得他了。She was once famous, but now few people remember her. 好，那暖身的时候问同学一个比较难的问题哦。比如说呢，你要跟别人说，请马上过来，马上过来帮我，马上来看，赶快来看。那怎么讲？我们有的时候在商店很常听到，就是支援收银嘛，对不对？好，那所以这句话呢，假设你想要讲，我需要你在收银台帮忙，请立刻过来帮我，可以怎么用 once 去讲呢？你可以说At once 就是立刻马上它是一个很常见的片语哦 I need your help at the cashier Please come and help at once
For you chat Alright, it's time for our For You chat And our question is What feelings might adopters experience When they receive the harvest from their own fruit tree?I think this is pretty easy, right?
Yeah, it must be really rewarding and touching and yeah, I think that's very good.
Happy, right? And also like you probably would feel like, hey, you did something good because not only did you, you know, basically get fruits for yourself, but you're helping someone else, especially like the farmers who need it. So
basically,
I think, you would just feel very happy.
Right. And knowing that you're contributing meaningfully to, other people in the community, actually, who hates this feeling, right? It has to be very good.
Mm.
Yeah.
So definitely you'll feel good all around. So I think it's a pretty easy question, huh?
Yeah, probably feeling a little bit full after you finish eating all the fruits, perhaps.
Yeah.
好，那听完今天的节目还觉得学得不够尽兴吗？欢迎同学到空中家教和老师练习哦。我们下次见，拜拜。
Bye.